Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I have the pleasure of taking floor on behalf of following countries: Bolivia, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, Peru, Sri Lanka, State of Palestine, Uruguay, Venezuela, and my own country, Pakistan. The annual meeting of the high contracting parties of the CCW in 2023 agreed on the following mandate for the new government group of government experts, GGE. In the context of objectives and purpose of the convention, the group is to further consider and formulate by consensus a set of elements of an instrument without prejudging its nature and other possible measures to address emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems, taking into account the example of existing protocols within the convention's proposals presented by high contracting parties and other options related to the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon system, building upon the recommendations and conclusions of the group and bringing in expertise on legal, military and technological aspects, unquote. The current mandate of the GGE is the most ambitious one till date since GGE was first established back in 2016. The GGE is tasked to work under this ambitious mandate for a period of 3 years and preferably finish its work by the end of 2025. The work of the GGE will be taking place in the background of increasing support for negotiating a legally binding instrument. In the policy brief on new agenda for peace, the UN Secretary General has also urged states to conclude a legally binding instrument on laws. The GGE will not be starting its work from scratch. As we commence this result-oriented and outcome-driven process, our mandate demands that we organize our work in a manner that takes into account the following in a comprehensive and holistic manner. Previous work done and building upon the recommendation and conclusion of the group. Examples of existing protocols. Proposals presented by high contracting parties and other options related to normative and operational framework. Mr. Chair, it has been a long-held position of a large number of countries, including inter alia members of NAM, that issue of laws must be addressed comprehensively in all aspects. The humanitarian, legal, ethical and security dimension must always remain integrated in a meaningful manner in the work of the GGE. The challenges highlighted by various delegations and the proposals put forward by them address various dimensions. Therefore, it is essential that we organize the work of our GGE in a way which enables us to capture these vital ideas in an integrated manner. Distinguished Chair, in this regard, we believe that the structuring our work around the proposed topics as contained in our indicative timetable is a narrow interpretation of our mandate, and we may risk limiting the scope of our work in the GGE. In view of the above, we would like to propose that our work in the GGE may be organized as per the following topics, with a clear objective of formulating a set of elements of an instrument without prejudging our substantive viewpoints on each of these topics. The topics are: 1. Characterization and definitions, application of international law, including in particular international humanitarian law, human-machine interaction, public meaningful human control and ethical consideration, security considerations and other risks, prohibitions and regulations, responsibility and accountability, and finally risk mitigation, confidence building measures and other measures. I thank you.